Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. On a beautiful day here across the Dakotas and across northern Minnesota. Last week, Minnesota FFA had their 91st annual convention. It was a virtual gathering. And they, as always happens at FFA conventions, they elected their leadership. And I can't remember the last time Northwest Minnesota was so well represented at the leadership of the state FFA. The state officer team includes President Ben Olander of Staples Motley, the secretary from Alexandria, treasurer Elena Knott of Thief River Falls, and Sentinel Laney Swears of Manoman. Congratulations on your election, Laney.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to serve Minnesota FFA.
Indeed. Well, tell us a little bit about Laney. We're from Manoman. What direction do you guys farm there?
So we're just like a little bit ways from Manoman. So we live outside of the zoo, actually, on a little hobby farm. And that's where I've grown up. We've raised llamas, dairy, sheep, pretty much anything you can name. And then we have some alfalfa that we grow and other things like that. So I have a really, really cool egg background, and it's just been an amazing experience for me, and that's where I found my egg passion, was growing up on a hobby farm. So I think that my experiences have just really, really helped me and led me to where I am today.
Are you a recent graduate of Manoman High School?
Yes, I just graduated on the 24th, so Sunday, and it was awesome. We didn't get to do it normally. We did it curbside, kind of. We just, like, pulled up to get our diploma, got out of our cars, and then we had an awesome parade through Manoman and through Nativash to Pinehurst, so it was just really cool, and the community showed so much support during that time. It was awesome.
I think that was on TV, wasn't it?
Yep, it was on TV. you probably saw me on TV.
Yeah. Well, that ad is great, but 2020 has just been so unusual. Was there a little emptiness in there, or were you happy and satisfied with the virtual curbside graduation ceremonies?
Well, at first, I was like kind of iffy. Didn't know what to expect. Our school administration promised us that we'd have something memorable, and it was definitely memorable, and it was awesome. I mean, I'm not going to lie, at first, you have a lot of thoughts and you don't know what to think, but it was honestly the coolest thing ever, and I'm glad I got to graduate that way.
All right. What? How about the Minnesota FFA convention, a virtual convention? Was that that was obviously much different than any state convention you've gone to in the past.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, not expected. The state officers obviously didn't expect to have to do that. But it turned out amazing. Like, it turned out awesome, better than I expected, and I think better than most people did expect. But the state officers did a great job, and Minnesota FFA did an amazing job putting it together. It was incredible. It was an incredible experience for everyone involved.
All right, all gathered at the town of Virtual in Minnesota, and the session of the 91st Minnesota FFA Convention concluded with the election of the 6-member state officer team. Why did you want to become a state FFA officer, Laney?
So it went way back to when I was just a green hand, and I went to SGLC the summer after 9th grade, and the state officers there were incredible. I mean, they helped shape me into the FFA member I am today. And ever since then, I would practice interview questions in my shower, like, for hours. Like, and my parents thought it was crazy. My siblings probably thought it was crazy, too. But yeah, it all started back when I was just a green hand, and ever since then, it was my dream to become a state officer. And over the years, my idea of a state officer changed too. At first, it was like kind of, oh, that's cool. They have a cool title. And then as the years went on, it was just like, they're serving people. They're like inspiring people. They're changing people's lives. And I want to do the same for people across Minnesota.
Now, Laney, you are the Sentinel. And of course, everybody who's ever worn the blue jacket remembers that what that position exemplifies. in a virtual world that we're going to live in here, how will you fulfill that purpose of the Sentinel?
Yeah, so I've never been the Sentinel on any officer team. So it's a new thing for me, but I'm beyond excited to do that. And I think that I can be a welcoming person and I can continue to advocate for agriculture and FFA and education virtually, and I can still reach out to the members, even though we might not be able to see each other in person. So I think it's my duty to just make sure that everyone is feeling welcome and comfortable, and that's what a Sentinel's job is. I am going to try my best to do that.
All righty. Lainey Swears, Monoman. And so what is next for you? I assume you're going to college?
Yep. I'm going to the University of Minnesota Crookston to pursue agriculture education and minor in horticulture.
So it sounds like you want to be an FFA advisor one day.
Yep. An egg teacher and FFA advisor. I went to a camp in 10th grade called Intense through FFA, and we got to tour different colleges across Minnesota. Awesome experience. I would encourage any FFA member to do it. But yeah, I kind of found my passion within agriculture education during that time, and all of our CDE competitions and things like that are in Crookston for Region 1. And I just kind of fell in love with the small campus, and I got to know the instructors and everything like that. So I feel really comfortable there, and I'm just really excited to start that new journey as well.
All righty. Lainey Swears, Monoman FFA, the new sentinel for Minnesota FFA, with a ag education major and a horticulture minor. You're going to get all those farm boys good at gardening and landscaping, right?
Yep.
Yes. All righty. That is super. All right. Well, okay, Lainey, tell us what you're doing today.
Well, actually, I have to go into Monoman. I live about 15 miles out of Monoman, and I have to go sign the senior board that we have. It's decorated, kind of coronavirus themed, so I get to go sign that, and I get to hang it up in the school. And then just the rest of the day, I'm going to clean up my house, clean up my yard, and feed my animals.
Okay, and Lainey, so just an average, typical after high school graduation day, just relaxing and reminiscing and dreaming of the future. So again, congratulations, Minnesota FFA Sentinel, Lainey Swears. Thank you very much for the visit.
Thank you.
You bet. And we'll talk to you later. Good luck in the future.
Thank you so much.